verse 4, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I've loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. You can't imagine today how precious you are to God. And you do not know how much He really loves you. How wonderful this is. And here God says in verse 5, fear not, I'm with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. God states here in clear-cut language that He'll regather the nation Israel. And in Jeremiah 31:10, He reaffirms this. And there He says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. God says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. And what He means is this, hear the word, O ye liberals. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye amillennialists. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye postmillennialists. And He says it, hear the word of the Lord, O ye premillennialists. Some of you that haven't been quite sure whether God's through with Israel. God says, listen to Him. God has said this. And I do not care what circumstances might be or how the world situation is or what you might think of the people. God says that He intends to regather them. And we have His word for it. Now, will you notice here in verse 10, I drop down there, He says, ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. God has no competitor, no equal. He alone is God. He has a unique position. Verse 11, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Isn't it interesting in all the religions of the world, they do not guarantee salvation to anyone. They put down quite a program, but they certainly do not guarantee salvation. God says, beside me there's no Savior. Now He moves on here in a very wonderful way, and now He opens up the great subject of idolatry. I have declared and have saved and I've showed when there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witness, saith the Lord, that I'm God. He says here to them, He says, as long as you will not go into idolatry and turn away into that which leads you away from God, God says, I will bless you.